The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Gosh, we had the dreaded evaluation yesterday. And I'll tell you, I feel so much better today now that it's over. But that feeling before, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's just, it's so weird to sit in front of your boss or bosses and for them to tell you if you're doing a good job, bad job,
to okay evaluate job. Your performance.
Oh, it's just so hard for me. Every time we have one of these meetings, we do them every month, I get so nervous. I'm talking days before. I only have 3 good days before in the entire month because I know the evaluation is 27 days away.
Yeah, Dana gets really worked up. I don't get that worked up about it. I think I used to get really worked up about it, and I to the point where I almost made myself sick over it.
Oh, Otto, that's awful.
And then I just decided that it wasn't that important, that there was more pressing things in life, and that if they didn't evaluate me and the way I felt like I should have been evaluated, that's okay. I'd survive.
Nothing is more pressing than other people liking me. What are you talking about? I need to feel loved.
I love Automatic's assessment of himself. You're so...
I know, he's just like, eh.
Well, there was a point where I was like giving myself panic attacks, and then I was like, why are you doing this to yourself? I had to like actually look at myself and be like, hey, dude, come on, chill out.
Well, I haven't been able to do that.
Now you just shuffle your hands and yell at me and Jack sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just now, you're screaming, you're like, calm down.
It does happen, though, because it's like a weird thing to like reevaluate your work. And I've only been really nervous to walk into one work evaluation. And that's because when I was working at the marketing agency, right before I got into radio, I already kind of knew that like I'm testing my luck with keeping this job, honestly.
So you already knew it was going to be an iffy evaluation.
I thought I was getting let go when I was going into one. And then he goes, oh, no, Anthony, we're going to put you on a 90-day probation period. And I was like, what? I got to do this for 3 more months? Yes.
You're like, I just need
to
check.
Like, I'm getting canned at the end of 3 months.
90
for sure.
More days of pay, and then I'm out anyway. I don't want to be here anyway.
All I heard was about 6 more pay cycles, and I was like, okay, cool. All right.
I could find another job in that time.
No, for me, it's just, it really is. I know I was being facetious about it. Like, I don't like when people come at me in a negative way. I have the most sensitive psyche ever in the history of
mankind. To the point where
I've
had conversations with different bosses we've had and said, if you're going to have anything that's negative that you're going to say to Dana, just say it to me first and I'll tell her.
So he can sprinkle it with sugary glitter and then relay the message to me because I can't handle it.
Like we have one guy who in particular that he only calls me at this point.
He's like,
I can't break Dana's little heart like that every time.
All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right. We're going to kick this one off with National Burrito Day.
Oh, my gosh. You should have started the show with that, Anthony. What the world? Oh.
There's few things in life that I enjoy more than a breakfast burrito.
Otto, my mouth is watering, like thinking about it.
I hate to do this to you guys. Are you burrito or taco people if you had to pick?
Gosh, Anthony.
Either.
Well, today's burrito day, I'm choosing burrito. And I'm going to tell you, I want a big giant burrito in a flour tortilla. If we're going to go there, we're going to go there with papas, which
Talk
are potatoes, with bacon, green chili, a little bit of more salsa, some onion in there, and cheese on top. Hold the egg. Oh, I don't want any egg.
You lost
in mine.
Me.
No.
Oh, you lost me. You don't want egg in your burrito?
No. Anthony, are you egg in or egg out?
I like the egg in the burrito, but I'm kind of glad you lost Automatic because them moans were getting intense. I was like, whoa.
Now you know what I do to him to get him going. And we talk about burritos.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right. So according to Solitaire Bliss, these are the states with the highest infidelity rates. So we're going to start with number 5. Who wants to take a guess?
I'm going to go with Nevada.
Ooh, I like that.
Wrong,
Nevada. I'm going to give me Chicago. Give me Illinois.
Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa. Okay. Number
Very conservative place.
Yeah. Number 4?
Colorado.
Wrong. Anthony A?
I'm going to have to go with Arizona.
California.
Oh.
Yeah. We're getting close. Getting close. Hold on. Okay. Number 3?
I'm going to go with Mississippi.
Anthony A?
I'm going to go with Louisiana. New Orleans has to be Louisiana.
Nebraska.
Nebraska, Jack. Nebraska.
The producer, so Jack. Sad.
Jack, what are they doing in Nebraska?
What are your people doing?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
And in the cornfields.
Nebraska and Iowa. Oh,
yeah, that, I'm like, what is going on?
Okay, for number two, I'm going Minnesota then.
Anthony?
Number two, I'm going to have to go with, you know what? Go Texas.
Alabama.
Gosh.
Alabama.
Alabama has made the top three for 10 years in a row. Bunch of cheaters.
I thought they were wholesome over there. Guess not.
Guess not.
Okay, what's number one?
Take a guess, Otto.
It's got to be Texas.
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct.
Wow.
Texas has a 63.7% infidelity rate, which was shocking to me.
That's pretty high. What was Alabama at?
Alabama's at 63.13, and then Nebraska 60, California 60, and Iowa 59. Do you think that there is a reason that a state that's so highly conservative has these issues? I think being oppressed causes bad behavior. I really do, and I'm not trying to hurt feelings, but numbers are numbers, people. Numbers are numbers.
You guys keep throwing out this term conservative, and I see what you're saying.
Anthony, and come on, Faith, I mean it.
Why limit yourself to just one partner?
But that's you're single. I'm talking about married people stepping out.
Oh.
That they're cheating. This is about people that are actually married. This isn't about dating.
Yeah.
I mean, it also states with big populations.
Maybe. Otto, don't do that, because New York was one of the most faithful. And I'm like, what's going
on? What was 50th on the list? That's the most interesting part to me. Where are people not cheating?
New Mexico's number one.
Mm. For not cheating?
Yeah. A lot of my girlfriends are from New Mexico. You don't want to cheat on those women, okay? Hey, if you want the full list, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Harris County judge by the name of Nathan Milliron has gone viral for being extremely rude to an IT gentleman who he needed help from. Here is the audio from that video. That's just kind of disgusting.
And you're disjoined from the audio here, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Let me see. Sorry.
Mariah, did I make this up?
No. 5 seconds. 1 second. You don't have to go far.
Yeah, you're good.
False alarm.
No, it wasn't a false alarm.
False negative.
Don't joke around. I'm serious about this. It was happening.
I understand. I'm just saying, I can't see it, sir.
We're good. Thank you. Get out of my courtroom. Find his supervisor.
Sick and tired.
Find a supervisor for fixing your computer that you obviously have no idea what to do with, and there was no issue. Find a supervisor for joking with you. What are you going to get him fired for jokes? That was so out of pocket and upsetting when I watched it, because you can tell that the poor IT guy is so embarrassed. You're in a room full of your peers and this person is talking down to you. What can you do? And this isn't the first time, by the way. KPRC found another moment when this judge went off on an attorney.
Well, this hearing is done.
She's asking for a sanction.
Deputy, remove her from my bench now. No, you may not. This hearing is over. These people today. Step away. You're about to be cuffed.
Oh, my gosh. Settle down. You're about to be cuffed. It wouldn't surprise me if he would throw somebody in jail just because he's in a bad mood.
Sounds like a bully.
He does. Otto, so can you remove a judge from the bench for being rude?
Listen, I don't think so.
I'm very passionate about this because I want to defend the IT homie so bad.
Right.
But I also have a lot of, between us, unpaid tickets. So... respect.
Judge Milliron, Anthony A. is on your side.
You can yell at me if you want to, sir. I don't care.
So there are attorneys that are speaking out and saying he's violating your First Amendment rights, like, to these attorneys, because this is a pattern that he has, not allowing them to speak. Just on a personal note, he's kind of a POS.
Yeah.
He's kind of...
He's abusing his power.
How do you work with somebody who talks to you like that? And especially when you really need your job, because, you know, in a lot of cases, I know I've been spoken to like that. I couldn't do anything because I needed my check.
Yep.
Like, there was really nothing I could do. I used to be a program director, which is kind of, it's the person at the radio station that puts all the music in and does everything. And then I didn't want that job anymore. And I was just doing mornings, and I went in to get evaluated by the current program director. And I said, hey, you should hear this new song. And he went off on me. he was screaming at me, "You just want to be the boss." I was like, "Oh my God, I just wanted you to hear this new song." Screaming so loudly that a gentleman from the rock station down the hall, his name was Sam, had to run up the hall and say, "Hey, are you okay? You should probably take it down." Like, it was so insane.
Anytime you have to have
one.
Anytime you have to have somebody from the rock station step in to like turn it down a little, that must have been pretty loud.
Not only that, and I'm not trying to pull like the car. I was scared.
Yeah.
Because he was up in my face. Do you know? I was just like, oh.
Clearly, he felt intimidated by you then, right?
It was a total power trip. Let me tell you, I'm the boss, Dana, not you.
Do you think he thought you wanted his job?
Oh, for sure. Well, I don't want your job.
I've been played out by a few people. I'm not going to get too messy, even though I want to. But I'm thinking of there was a period at the comedy club where I work at where they had a new manager.
Yeah.
And he made everybody basically reapply or re-audition for jobs that we had already had.
Oh,
that is and so weird.
So yeah. So
you're under new ownership over there, huh?
Exactly. I had been working at the club for like 2 years, and then when I get there to this open audition, I thought I was going to get like, you know, to be able to go up right away. He's like, "No, you could get on a wait list."
Oh, no, he didn't. Here's
what it all comes down to. When I first met him, his name was Orlando, and I accidentally called him Alex. And
he was going to show you who's who.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, since then, it was tough sledding.
Now, wait. You got your position back, right? Everything was fine?
Oh, yeah, because I went above his boss. That's what I did.
Let me show you who's got the power. That's how you have to deal with these bullies.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The head of the Hotties, Megan Thee Stallion, hospitalized while performing. Let's talk about this. We also have an update as to her health right now after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Quavo from the Migos celebrating his birthday. Zach Bryan and Pedro Pascal also celebrating a birthday.
Wow, love me some Pedro Pascal. All right, so Megan Thee Stallion was taken to the hospital after becoming sick during her performance at Moulin Rouge, the musical. Now, she is in stable condition. Everything's still being evaluated. But the fact that she's on Broadway doing this show in front of an entire live audience, because Broadway's different.
That's insane.
Let's bring this up. When did she start doing Broadway? I had no idea she ever did Broadway or she was even capable of doing Broadway. I had no idea.
Megan Thee Stallion is a brilliant woman, okay?
Obviously. I mean, I know she's a college graduate and she's, you know, she's built herself a little empire, but I did not know she was doing Broadway.
I love that you say that, though, Otto, because Broadway's hard.
It is.
It's improv. It's all of it. It's dancing,
dancing,
it's singing
at the same time. It takes real skill.
Maybe that's why she said, "I'm passing out. I can't do all this." No, I'm just kidding.
Was it opening night?
Yes.
Oh.
So maybe it could have been, she could have been dehydrated. That's the thing. When you get up there and all that adrenaline is going.
Well, you said you had an update. What's the update?
She's in stable condition.
Oh, okay.
She's in stable condition, yeah. I'm assuming, though, that it was, you know, it could be a multitude of things from nerves to being dehydrated. That probably being it. When I think of Moulin Rouge, though, I'm sorry. I just think of Missy Elliott, Little Kim, Christina Aguilera, and Pink. I know you remember this song. Do you remember that in the mid-2000s? Come on!
Was that the 2000s? That was in the 90s?
No.
I don't think I ever saw the movie, but I remember the song.
I just remember the song. I didn't see the movie either.
I knew the song as a kid, but I had no context to what they were talking about. And
ooh, yeah.
You know what they're talking about now as an adult, though, don't you?
And don't you think Megan is like the perfect woman? She epitomizes that power, that beauty. I mean, she's probably one of the best-looking women on the planet. Who could do a modern day Moulin Rouge? Like, if we're doing a new one, you got Missy Elliott, you got all these extremely powerful women, like I said, Little Kim and Pink, and but who could do a modern one? Okay, Cardi B.
Cardi B. Nikki can't be there because she'll start a fight.
We're not putting Nikki on there. Taylor Swift.
You could put Olivia Dean on there. You need some funk.
Olivia Dean? Okay, so we got Taylor, we got Meg, we got Cardi.
We need a big voice.
Oh my gosh.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Olivia Dean. You said big voice. I love Olivia Rodrigo, but that's not it. Who's got the... Ariana Grande!
Oh, there we go.
Woo! That's the modern day Moulin Rouge. Who did we leave out? Who could make the cut?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of my girlfriends, her kid is in school. I'm not sure what district it is, but there was an email that went out and it said, hey, make sure your kids aren't blowing their Chromebook up. What is happening here?
Hold on,
there's a TikTok challenge right now and you stick something into the charging area.
Like a pencil
of your,
or a paperclip,
whatever,
or something,
a paperclip
in the USB port.
Into the, yeah, where you charge your Chromebook. These are issued by the school, by the way. You know, these are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. They're doing it to make them smoke. So you're burning out the computer. And then you put it up on TikTok and it's ha ha ha. And you get likes and you get laughs. And then mom and dad or your nana or whoever's raising you, your auntie, your uncle, have to pay for this. I cannot believe that anybody's excited about a little smoke coming out of a computer.
Oh, I can. This is definitely something I would have done.
Oh, no, Anthony.
I would have probably been leading the wave.
Your mom, Doris, would have been mad at you.
Been pissed. I already conceded. This is literally something I could have done in order to try to get out of like a class I was behind on. And yeah, it's stupid. It's idiotic. And don't cost your parents money because like that's wild. It's like $400, $500 for each of these
things. $500+ for each Chromebook.
And there goes your whole summer if you do that.
I couldn't even imagine doing something like that. If I would have done that and my dad saw me like post it on TikTok, that would have just been the end of me.
I can't even imagine what Papa Matic would have done.
No,
I know your dad very well.
I mean, there's been some pretty dumb TikTok challenges, but costing yourself or your parents $500 to make a video is just,
and then possibly doing these challenges could ruin your school experience as well. Our daughter, Ava Matic, one of her good friends did the hole challenge. I don't know exactly what it was called, but kids were digging holes in the ground and then they'd cover it with like a cardboard or something or a piece of paper and make somebody walk over it. Well, you fall into the hole.
This kid snapped his leg.
Broke his freaking
femur.
Femur.
And that other kid got expelled from school.
Yeah, they expelled him from high school. So sometimes the effects of this moment and this one thing that you're going to get a bunch of likes for can ruin your whole life. Because having to go to another high school or have your parents pay for school or something, now I'm not saying I didn't do anything, but there was no social media to prove it. You know, you don't do stupid things and then post it for everybody to see.
The this Chromebook challenge is like the Gen Alpha, like if your friend jumps off a bridge, are you going to jump off a bridge too?
Remember it really is. Here, can you do this too, dummy?
I know there's somebody right in the car right now looking at their kid and be like, try it. See what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then the kid's going to turn around and be like, well, mom, do you remember when you were doing the milk crate challenge? So, you know, apple don't fall too far from the tree
That is true, because you know we did some stupid challenges too. Oh, I cannot believe you brought up the milk crate challenge.
Maybe plank on my Chromebook, mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, stop, you're a mannequin.
Oh, my gosh, Black Beatles. Everybody's got to have a video of that back in the day. I just saw video of us planking all over the radio station. Please don't tell the kids.
Can
don't
we be
tell
that
the
surprised
kids
that the kids are doing this stuff?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.